Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
Well, since I know my next guest wants to hear more highlights, let's throw some in here.
The pitch. Arenado swings. He hits it a mile. Left field. It's a gunner. It's in the bullpen. A three-run homer for Arenado, and the Cardinals jump ahead of the Yankees with two outs in the second inning. Oh, my goodness. Arenado put a charge into it, and the Cardinals lead 6-4.
You know what, though? You knew that it wasn't going to end that way. And that game, I did this thing. Doug High is with me this afternoon, 97.1 Political Insider. He taunted me on Friday saying, go Yanks. You knew you were going to get invited to the show today, right, High?
When I saw the email, I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Well, we didn't expect that here in St. Louis. It was a great, great weekend. Here's one thing I would say about yesterday. Fred and I were just talking in the studio because Waino had, a tough outing, and obviously there were a lot of runs scored. You can't tell me that if it's 110 degrees and sunny, that is not having an effect on pitchers and players. It's brutal to sit there as a fan, but to try to play, I think sometimes as fans, we don't give enough credit to some of the elements, and there had to be elements that were affecting that game yesterday.
Yeah, no question about it. I, in fact, saw the Yankees about a week and a half earlier in Baltimore, where it was also very hot, very humid, and Gerrit Cole was pitching, and he struggled that night too. So you have to think that plays a role somehow, because it does if we're just sitting there having a hot dog. It's bad enough for us.
Yeah, played less of a role for the Cardinals, I got to say that, more for the Yankees. But look, we would love to see this as a World Series. It would be an epic World Series between these two teams, Doug.
Look, and I'd feel so happy for you if you got to finally see your team in another World Series, right? I obviously have had many more that I've been able to view, so, you deserve a shot.
It's the one team that I can't counter, because any other team in Major League Baseball says that, and we have our numbers when it comes to the championships, but yes, the Yankees might have a slight advantage, but they're good. I mean, Fred was just talking about Aaron Judge is just a beast. He's like 10 feet tall or something like that.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
Remember Dave Kingman? Are you old enough to remember
Absolutely.
Dave Kingman? Remember those guys in the 70s that were tall? They were good home run hitters. They could get power, but they also struck out just forever. There was never like a really big, tall player that was, exceptional.
Not to that level.
Right, exactly. Well, look, a lot of baseball left, and we're pretty happy with what we got from the Yankees. And Harrison Bader, did you see his haircut? We just looked at his haircut.
Doug, he looks like a different person.
He looks completely different. So that's that's still a rule with the organization that you can't come in with shaggy hair and stuff like that?
Yeah, there are some that you can get a little bit more away with things than you could in the past, tattoos and facial hair and so forth. But it's still, they do crack down on that, right? It's they stand out in that direction. But I'll tell you, look, you'll never hear me say a bad word about Bob Gibson or Stan Musial, like those guys. And if either one of them have played in New York or Los Angeles, they're in every commercial. They're, in that kind of pantheon that I don't think people who play outside of two or three markets get.
Right. Well, look, a lot of history between these two franchises and healthy
64.
Respect,
yeah, you know. Of course.
Let's talk a little politics. Let's start with Missouri and what happened here last week. I mean, Doug, you and I have talked about that for a while with the Senate race. We felt in the last month that things probably were leaning in the direction that they ended up. I felt pretty confident leading into that race that Greitens was going to finish third, although you never know. And then you had the weird Eric endorsement a week ago today is when that took place.
Yeah, you know, and you have to wonder if you're Vicky Hartzler, like what did you do to not get that endorsement? But it seemed pretty clear that it was going to be the top two in whichever order, and Greitens as a sort of different distant third, with Billy Long a very distant fourth. And you know, a lot of what I heard on the ground, I don't want to overemphasize this and say that I talked to 200 people or anything, but you know, Lake of the Ozarks, pretty Republican area,
sure.
And you know, people were a little worked up about it, and a lot of it was anti-Greitens, and then who they thought would be best to beat Greitens. Because what I heard from so many people, which was kind of the conventional wisdom in Washington, was that Greitens might be able to win, but he's the only one who could lose. And you know, after Todd Akin. I think that's a lesson that Missouri Republicans, have wanted to learn.
Yeah, and I even felt there was an evolution here with the audience where people wanted to stick with Greitens, and it's hard because there you can on the one hand make the case that he was treated unfairly, certain by our prosecutor here in St. Louis and by some elements, but on the other hand, the pattern of behavior was so bad it wasn't worth putting this at risk. But I do find, Doug, the backstory and how much the political story nailed it or not, if it was even in the ballpark of being accurate, just the back and forth between the family members, Ronald McDaniel's having lunch with Trump. I think if Ronald McDaniel was not having lunch with Trump a week ago, he may not have just said Eric, and that might have been something that backfires on him. But there was a lot of behind the scenes that was going on there. And in the end, the party doesn't have to spend, at least in theory, all those millions that they would have had to have poured into Missouri if Greitens wins. That's why this is significant.
And that's a really good point, because they're having to spend money in some other states that they didn't think they necessarily would have, Georgia and Ohio being probably the two most prominent examples, where it should be in a year when the president's approval rating is as low as it is, Georgia you shouldn't really be thinking about, and Ohio you shouldn't either. Both of those Republican candidates have struggled there, and it means you're constantly playing chess of where you're moving money around, where you're moving people even, and resources to try and shore up weak places. And it causes vulnerabilities in other races as well. It happens every cycle, and this one's no different.
So obviously now it becomes pretty, I don't want to say impossible, because politics is weird, as you know, for a Democrat to win. Trudy Bush Valentine is a terrible candidate here for the Democrats. You have this Wood guy who is put in by Danforth, but I just don't see Eric Schmidt, who's a solid candidate and really, I think, a great guy. He had to. Probably you can make the case, and some will, Doug, that he played toward, you know, more or less toward the middle than he really is. But we'll see how the campaign takes off from here. In the meantime, what are the problem areas? You mentioned a couple of these states. I mean, you still have numbers that look good for Republicans to take over control of the House and the Senate, but it's not maybe as much of a slam dunk as you thought several months ago, is it?
Well, I think with the House, it basically is.
Redistricting
certainly put all of the math in Republicans' favor. The question then there is, you know, as we've had these conversations about the Senate, what would that margin be? And a small margin makes life a lot more difficult quite often for the party in power. You know, on the Senate side, there's been a lot of hesitation. You see two things. People are either massively overinterpreting what happened in Kansas with the abortion vote and other folks saying, let's wait and see. But it's certainly, if you're a Democrat, should give you some heartening that there is some kind of voter enthusiasm out there for you where there had previously been none, and for Republicans to have pause for that same reason. But what we don't know is, was this one thing that's specific to Kansas, which is its own, you know, different kind of state, different kind of Republicans there traditionally, including on that issue. And, you know, Kathleen Sebelius was just their governor not that long ago. Or is this something broader? And, you know, the fact that a lot of Republicans voted no on this abortion referendum as well, I think kind of complicates the simple narrative of, okay, it's really game on. But you combine an increased Democratic enthusiasm with some questionable Republican candidates, and you start on the Senate side to scratch your head a little bit and say, this shouldn't be happening.
No, it shouldn't be happening.
And it shouldn't be happening, right? When Biden's at 38% approval.
Where do you think the back and forth is right now on this presidential race between Trump and DeSantis and the way that's going to play out? I mean, you have on the one hand, I have people saying, he's not going to run. He's not going to run. The other hand, you have people say, he's run. He's going to definitely run. He's signaling he's going to run. Where's your head on that?
Well, you could say that about both of them, right?
Well, probably true.
You know, it's interesting because DeSantis now is going around and doing some endorsement events of candidates or fundraising, you know, and rallies of candidates that Trump endorsed in primaries. So he's sending messages and he's doing, you know, the smart political thing to do. It's going to drive Trump crazy. And, you know, we could see Trump either announce or lash out at DeSantis or something like that. And I think the fear that all the Republicans have who are looking at running is they know the first person to step out forward and say they're going to. And it's still very unorthodox to announce this before midterm anyways. But the first person who says that they're in their hat, whether it's DeSantis or Ted Cruz or Nikki Haley, Trump's going to mow them down. And the other thing we should, I think, be mindful of is, and it's why my dark horse these days is Kristi Noem, is if you look at who was kind of leading in the polls early on in previous races, you know, it was a Jeb Bush. It was a Rudy Giuliani.
They're usually not the nominees.
Usually somebody who doesn't win.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. That's the one thing. Everyone's kind of coalesced around DeSantis, and I like him quite a bit as well, but you raise a really good point there. Then on the Democratic side, I have to play this. This is a little lengthy. It's about a minute long, but this was on with George Stephanopoulos and Yvette Simpson, who's with this group Democracy for America.
A lot of Democrats dodging the question right now. What should he do?
I think that he should not run. I mean, his numbers are really low. Overwhelmingly, the poll came out that Democrats don't want him to run. I mean,
she's talking about Biden, obviously.
When folks rallied around him to be the president, there was the expectation that he would not run again, that he would actually empower someone to run. Who that person is going to be, I don't know. But his energy, the fact that he has not been able
to... You don't say Kamala Harris is the heir apparent.
She should be. I don't know that she's been positioned to do that. She should have been positioned powerfully and able to actually be a person that could lead, and she's been in the back, and I think that she should be empowered to be the leader. She's powerful, she's young, she's able to get the energy, but we have not seen her strong, and I don't know why the Biden administration didn't position her that way.
All right, so is the Biden administration not positioning the vice president that way, or is the vice president not positioning the vice president that way? I would go with the latter, but that's just me. Yeah.
It's not Kamala's fault that Kamala's not doing well. Okay. look, one, this shouldn't be hard. It's very easy to say Joe Biden should run and I support him. And then when he doesn't, you've already got your plan in place to do whatever you want to do. And that so many Democrats are very hesitant on that. We saw Carolyn Maloney have to apologize basically on TV. It's embarrassing. Say the easy thing. I support the president. I want him to run. He's going to win. And you're going to do what you're going to do anyways. But if Biden doesn't run, you know, I think the Democratic race is potentially even more interesting than the Republican race. And it's interesting, you know, in Washington, D.C., there's one political figure who's never gotten a bad day of coverage, and that's Pete Buttigieg, right? Mayor Pete, Secretary Pete, has never gotten a bad day of media coverage. But if he's a candidate and he's running against Kamala and a Gretchen Whitmer and a Gavin Newsom, he is going to have to answer for every canceled flight that's happened in America over the past year.
Yeah, that's not going to go well.
And he hasn't yet. So, you know, these people that have all this kind of aura around them, and I've met him. He is wickedly smart and impressive. But, you know, he overshot on his first campaign. And on the second one, he's not the new face anymore. He's going to have a lot to answer for. Kamala's going to have a lot to answer for. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's somebody who comes from outside of Washington, D.C.
Listen to these numbers on the ABC News Ipsos poll on the economy right now. 69%, more than two-thirds. That's the highest, by the way, since 2008. And that should tell you something right there. It was 82% back then that the economy is getting worse because it is getting worse, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So gas prices coming down, but inflation is still spiking. You had good jobs numbers, but people are feeling very, very uncertain heading into the fall.
Yeah, and, you know, Democrats for a long time were saying, you know, everything about gas prices is everybody's fault but Joe Biden's, right? It's Putin's fault. It was transitory, you know, Republicans, whatever. And as these prices have started to fall over the past month and a half, they want to give the credit to Joe. But, you know, the reality is, while it takes some of that sting off, potentially, we're still talking about gas prices that are 90 cents higher than the day Biden became president. And that then affects the price of everything that's delivered on a truck, which is everything that everybody owns and buys. And, you know, that's not going away. And when the next inflation numbers come out, if they've fallen to, let's say, you know, 8.6%, just to pick a number,
right?
Okay, that's good news, but your prices are still going up 8.6%. And, you know, that's going to continue. Even if the numbers start to trend in a better direction, we're still facing higher and higher water, and it's a real problem for Democrats in this campaign. And it's why, if you're a Republican, if you're talking about anything other than that and say rising crime and immigration, you're not doing your job.
Doug High, Yankees fan, proud to be one. Great to have you on this Monday. You know, it's going to be fun, though, because we get now next year, because they changed the schedules, the Yankees will come here for 3 games next year again. And then we come to New York in 2 years, so that'll be fun as well. You have a great week, and we will talk soon. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, take care. 343, 97.1 FM Talk on a Monday afternoon.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.